come around the wire in the winter time, just before they change over. Most always get a pretty good deal on it.
Of all the teachers you had, which one did you like the best? Or did you like any of them?
Charles McKenzie.
How old were you when you had him?
Oh, I was about 15. The last 2 years I went to school, Charlie taught school. He was a school professor, but he got crippled, running crutches. And he just got over it where he could handle his crutches and get around. My father was trustee, and he heard of it, and he went and hired him. And Charlie learned us more, 2 years, than I did in all the time I went to school. He learned us business. We put in class, well, there was eight of us, about the same age. Well, Henry was older than the rest of us, my older brother. James Riley was another one who was older than me. Martin was, and I was the same age. And they give us business course. He had the books. He'd been teaching in Albany. He was a history teacher in a big college there in Albany. And he come down with his meningitis in his hips. And he had to walk with crutches in that time. Well, he was about 2 years idle, and then he got where he could get around and he taught country schools.
How old was he?
Oh, he was long in his 30s. Pretty well long in his 30s. I don't know just how old Charlie was. He had a brother, that's why he come to Burke. He had a brother that run a grist mill.
And a store.
Sold grain in Burke. Bill McKenzie. And my father got wind of him through that. Taught us school. He taught us business. Learned more. I'll never forget what he said the last day of school, or when he went away, we'd never see him again. Well, he said, boys, I don't know how much you learned, but this is much I want to tell you. Don't never buy anything you don't need. And don't never spend your money till you get it. I never forgot it. That's what he said.
What other teachers did you have? And who did you have before Charlie?
Oh, I don't remember them all.
No?
They were just odd ones that something happened where I remember. I know there was Carrie Berry, and there was a McCaffrey girl talk one day, and she never come back.
Why didn't she come back?
Oh, she was an awful nervous person. She was the same age as Miss Brooks, my sister. They went to school together. Hogansburg, the sister's college was there then. Nuns had a college in Hogansburg. Jesse McCaffrey and Julie, my sister, went there. They boarded themselves to a house and brought their food along and cooked it themselves. Paid so much a year to school. Father would take them to school and Mr. McCaffrey would go and get them at night. Mr. McCaffrey girl lived at Westville Center. Friday night, well, Mr. McCaffrey would go down and get the two girls and bring them home, and Monday morning, my father would take them down. They'd take their food along with them. And they paid some rent for sleeping, and I don't know how they fixed it. But the nuns had a high school there at the time. It's all gone, you know. Been gone for years.
What
did
the building look like, the school?
Oh, just a square building. Still up there. Just being Jack Patton up there. District number one. boarded up.
What'd you have for desks? What were your desks made out of?
Well, they were pretty good desks. You know, made out of rock maple. All one big board to stop the desk.
Long boards?
Oh, yeah, the top desk. Oh, they were, the desk was about 3 foot and a half, about 2 foot wide. Just one board.
One person to a desk?
Oh, no, two.
Did you have ink wells?
Hmm?
Did you have ink wells?
Oh, yeah, no.
No?
There was no ink wells, so I think I was trustee. I put in the ink wells. Put in a new set of desks. Well, them desks burnt. It was before that, come to think about it. Because I was only about 15, 16 when the school burnt. And my father took the contract to build in the school, and they put in the store desks. There was inkwells in them. They were just loose. They just daubed everything all up. Little kids with their fingers in there and dolled everything all up with it.
How'd the school burn?
Oh, they didn't ever know. One summer, some little boy or some little girl or somebody there to match, and they don't know how it burned. They never found out.
Was there any fire protection back then?
Yes. Oh, yes, it was insurance. No need a nail.
Did you have it on your farm or on your house or your father?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sure
he had it.
Was there a fire department around?
I think there was in Mahone or something of the sort, with a hand pump, but just drawn by hand. I think there was in Mahone, there was nothing else in the country, only a ladder and a bucket.
Do you remember many men who had fires on their barns?
Oh, yeah, once in a while we had a fire, not very often.
Did the barn usually burn, or was it saved?
That's what in the news, wipe your hands.
Thank you.
What did you have, two recesses a day, or one?
Yeah, 1 to 4 and 1, yeah. 15 minutes.
Where'd you eat your lunch?
Well, you had lunch wherever you could, wherever you might, or on your seat, or in your, under the trees, or in winter time, while you had it sitting down around the stove.
What'd you have for lunch?
Well, you had bread and butter, bread and sugar, cake, pie, and whatever they had. Same as they do today.
No hot lunches?
Oh, no, there was no warm meal.
Did you ever have a meat sandwiches?
Oh, yeah, we had sliced meat sandwiches, ham, and pork, and beef, mutton, whatever you had.
What kind of games did you play at recess? Anything in particular?
Well, it's according to what the weather was.
In the summer, okay, in the summer.
I played a tag mostly outside. Some played ball, some played kitty kai over the building.
Throwing the ball over the
ball over the woodshed.
Oh. What'd you play inside when you had recess in the winter?
Oh, it's according to what kind of a teacher we had. Some teachers weren't allowed at all. Others let us do quite a lot of running around. But as a rule, they didn't like too much noise.
Teachers ever strike children with a stick, with a ruler?
Oh, yes. They slapped them pretty hard someday. Switch. Well, got a birch whip and let them wheel them around the legs with that a little bit and make them dance.
What else? How else would they punish a student?
Hmm?
Do you just have dunce caps? Do you see a dunce cap?
No.
No?
No, we used to go and sit on a stool next to the teacher's desk for a while.
Did the teacher rank people like the head of the class? Or students put to the head of the class for being extra good or something?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Spelling class. You know, you stand up in a row and spell the words. You spelled anybody down from the head end, right? You went down to the foot. If the word went down, whoever spelled it went to the head. And that person went to the foot. Start over again.
Were these held every day or just one day a week?
What?
The spell downs.
Well, some teachers had it one class. We had two classes of spelling. One just before noon and then one in the middle of the afternoon. And most of our reading was done in the forenoon. A reading lesson and history lesson was the forenoon. Arithmetic was in the afternoon, and spelling was in the afternoon. Geography class was in the afternoon. English, they want too much of English taught. Very little. Grammar. We had one or two, I think there was one girl and two boys for the most of the time when I went to school. I never took it. I don't know which way.
They teach you physiology.
Yeah, we had a physiology class 2 days a week. When we had the physiology class, we didn't have the geography class. When we had physiology, we didn't have geography.
What time did school start and what time did it end?
Oh, it started sometime about the first of September one term and ended up March. The next term started in April and ended up along about June. About 2 months for little children, small children, the girls, the summer time. The fall term was a long term. And it took us all winter. But after we got the crops all in, why, all the boys went to school. Sugaring done in the spring, about middle of March, first April.
What time in the morning did you have to go to classes?
Well, school started at 9 and ended at 4, same as it does now.
How long did they give you for lunch?
A noontime?
Yeah.
An hour.
An hour.
About an hour. 15 minutes in the forenoon, 15 in the afternoon to recess.
Yesterday, tell us about your first communion and confirmation. Did you wear special clothes for that?
Oh, yeah, we had new pair of pants and a new frock.
Not a white dress or anything like that.
Oh, yes, the girls all had white dresses.
Did you wear anything special today, like a tie or anything?
Oh, yeah, we had. Used to knit the ties out of yarn.
Were they string ties or they
stripes like that, see? And we tied them in a bow. And knitted that long about that wide. That was the girls first learning to knit, was knit ties. Suspenders was made out of the same thing. Second-handed yarn. Top of socks, stockings that didn't have holes in, they'd ravel that out and knit it over again. They'd knit suspenders for us and armbands. Armbands. They roll up the shirts, they don't see them anymore. And then they tie, well, they'd string tie and whatever you might make of you, a knot or a bow or whoever, whatever you like. Some would just take a ring and pass it through the ring and just draw them up.
In ordinary years, did your father try and get you to services on Palm Sunday and Easter, get to the church?
Oh, we always went to church on Palm Sunday, you know, but they didn't always have palms when I first remembered of it. They'd go and cut a cedar bough take it to church and get it blessed, and that's done for the palm.
Did the family cut the bough before they went to church?
Yeah. They cut it spruce or balsam or whatever they had at first. And by and by, they asked some of the churches that were able to add the palm, but they, the constable didn't for a long while. It was never a long while. They just took a routine bough.
Went to Mass Easter Sunday, too?
Hmm?
Easter Sunday you went to Mass, always?
Most of them. The older ones. The little fellows didn't go to school much till after they went to catechism.
How was Christmas like? Was Christmas like when you were a kid?
Oh, my father was a great time. Christmas was an awful day. But he never had New Year's. He worked every day at New Year's. At Christmas, we all got something for Christmas. We hung up our stockings and we all got something.
Like what? What kind of a gift did you get?
Oh, anything at all, same as today, a little trinkets, a new pair of boots, new cap, maybe. Mother knit a lot of mittens, a new pair of mittens. We always got a lot of candy and nuts. Great hand for that.
Did you have a Christmas tree at home?
No, we never had a Christmas tree. You know, I presume they did after I left home. I guess they did, but not while I was home. But at my own family here, we always had one at home for the children.
Did you put anything up for Christmas in place of a Christmas tree?
Huh?
Did you put anything up in place of a
no,
Christmas tree?
No, we just hang our stockings up.
Where'd you hang them?
The railing.
Stairs? Upstairs?
Had was sealed up with the windows all the way around, I know, the old house, where I was born. It was where I lived there with the farm crew. The wainscoting up with the railing. Guys attacking the railing to hang your stocking up.
Did you use your own stockings or somebody else?
We always have a clean bag.
Yeah.
How big were they? Were they about that long? Or?
Well, some of them. They all sizes. When we wore knee pants, well, we had long stockings. And when we had long pants, well, we had socks.
Did you wear knee pants when you were a kid?
Oh, yeah.
All kids, all boys did?
Most of them. Didn't have long pants, so you got to be quite a boy.
Is it important for you, were you glad you could wear long pants, or were you glad you could finally wear long pants, or what? How'd you react to long pants?
Oh, well, like all boys, you know how about how they react. It wasn't any different than what they are today. Boys were boys, and girls were girls, but all was.
What would you do on Sunday besides go to church? What would make Sunday special?
Oh, fishing.
Fishing?
Yeah. The road. Went down the river fishing. We lived right on the river, you know. The first bit of the railroad, Salmon River. It's pretty big down there, too. Pretty good size if you get down that far.
Was there ever salmon in the river when you were born?
Huh?
Was there any salmon?
I remember seeing one. I was a pretty small boy. And the fellow that lived in the log house on the second farm below us worked for my dad. Sunday forenoon, he helped do the chores in the morning, and he said, Willie and I, that is his oldest boy, going fishing. I says, can I go with you? Oh, might have been 8, 10 years old, I don't know, might have been a little younger. And I know he was right close to the house. The old house that the river washed away after a while. And there was nobody living in the house at the time. We were just fishing up the river from the house. Quite a rapid there. Well, there was an island there, and they had a stick they walked across. A long timber, about 80 foot long.
Yeah.
Right square. The old fellow We had it chained up there, and every year we'd swing it across, and you could go to the island, and then there's a plank over the creek that went around the island, and go across the rivers and the meadows across there. And he was thinking that stick hadn't been put away, put across yet. It was early, it must have been in April or May. And he catches a trout over that wall. Big trout. I'd never seen one like it. He said it was a salmon. Now that's all I know. I've never seen one since before.
Did you ever hear stories about how there were salmon?
No, not very much.
You did hear some stories, though, about salmon.
Not very much. It was a pretty well gone time. I got that. He catched a lot of trout, big brook trout. Why, some are only a couple pounds, you know. But they were just a dolly varden, a little speckled trout.
Did your family look on fish as a delicacy?
Huh?
Did your family look on fish as a delicacy?
Oh, it was a sport. It was a sport. We all liked it. My mother was a great old fisher. She'd go every night and evening and go down the bank of the river and fish. If somebody would go with her every night. Couldn't get her away from here. She was off on the fish. We had a cottage at Fraser's Point. The time I can remember, I was 30 years old. My father, another fellow from Constable, the family, kept it there every year.
What else would you do on Sunday? Would you have a big meal, a specially big meal for the week?
Oh, not much. We got only two meals on Sunday. We didn't get much dinner. We'd get lunch about 4 o'clock. There wasn't anybody at home. One was here and one was there, and others started running all around the country.
What'd you eat for the 4 o'clock lunch?
Oh, whatever we had. We had a lot of bread and milk. Children. I had a lot of milk. I always had plenty of bread.
You mentioned a log house. Were there many log houses when you were growing up?
There were quite a few in my boyhood days. Only about one left up there in that country now. One left. I don't know where they stand off. On that crossroad just north of Bob's. Goes towards the little cemetery there on Cold Hill. It was a log house. That's the last one. Well, there was a couple out towards Constable on the Constable Road. Whether they're there yet or not, I don't know.
Would you say half
the
log houses?
No, there was many log houses. There was one just north across the road from the homestead. Where we lived. That was an awful nice house. 24-foot square. Hewed out of solid pine logs. 6 inches thick. And 20 to 25 inches wide. It chopped it right out of them logs. And it was a nice building. It was well and nice and square. Father tore it down when I was a boy, about 16, 17. Made a horse stable of it. And brought it up to the farm and built a place to put the horses.
Were you ever inside any of these log houses?
Oh, yeah.
Did they have wood floors?
Oh, yeah. They had good wood floors.
Were they colder than a regular house?
No, they were warmer than the regular house. A log house was warm. It was very high, you know, a log house. About one story and then the roof. It was just an attic. There might be a room or two upstairs, but it's just in the middle of the building where the peak was. Wouldn't be very wide, you know.
How many rooms would there be in a log cabin?
Well, jumps today according to the size of the farm and according to the size of what the man was able to build. Most of them was built by hand. It was just somebody with an axe and an adze. Threw out the log, the tree. They didn't have very many plumbing tools some days either. Sometimes they wouldn't look that. Pretty crooked sometimes. What'd she tell me?
Going to Tustable, there's a log house.
Yeah, there's a few of them, I guess. There's two or three, but some of them have been covered over on the outside. There's two or three above Westville. Going towards Malone, there's two or three. But they've been clapboarded on the outside, and you wouldn't know there were log houses. The one there where Warren lives, just west of home, right? That was it. That's the last one I knew of that you really call a log house. I remember when there's C4 on that road, but they're all gone now.
Did these log houses have fireplaces? Big
no,
fireplaces?
Not any of them. A lot of them didn't have a chimney, just stovepipe run up through the roof.
Did any houses around you have fireplaces?
Not many. Very few.
Did your father ever hunt?
Well, occasionally, not too much. He would in the fall hunt rabbits a little bit. He's no great hunter. No, he never had time to hunt. Oh, we had too much to do.
Was there much sickness in your family when you were growing up?
No, not very. Very little. Very little sickness.
There was only one child who died.
One child died. And my youngest sister was pretty delicate the first few years of her life. She got pretty rugged afterwards.
The men and the boys who lived around you, was their main recreation fishing or was it hunting?
Well, as a rule, most of them was fish around. Or lived near enough a creek or a river to fish. Of course, we didn't go very far them days because you had to go foot. You then wasn't allowed to have a horse, you were new enough to get one. After we got to be 18, 16, 17 years old, my father gave us each a horse. We had to buy our own wagons.
How about harnesses and stuff?
Well, I bought my own harness. I guess Henry did too. But he gave us each a horse, so four boys that lived. Give us each a horse, but you had to buy your harness and get somebody to make it to do. Most of us made the hand harness as well as my time. What was his name? Rebidu. He lived on go that little street out of Mill Street across.
Kent Street.
Can I? No. That little LA.
Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
That's
by the mills.
Yeah.
Between
that and Pearl.
Yeah.
It's a foot of. He lived just at the foot of where Jane Street comes over the hill and down.
Yeah.
From Pearl Street down the grade. Well, Rabidu, there was a house right on the corner of that road. And, what the hell the name of that street? You know as well as I do. Better. That the McMillan Mills was on.
No, I know what you mean. Oh, well, it's not important. We can look it up after.
Between Pearl and Middle Street.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got you.
Catherine Street.
Yeah. Catherine
Street.
Yeah.
Well, it's right on he lived up there. Rabidu lived right on the corner of Catherine and Jane Street. It goes up the hill. Right up the hill to the church right there. Or woman's garment now, I guess.
Yeah, right. Can you give us a physical description of what your father's farm looked like? You know, from the outside, how many buildings, you know, what was made of, stuff like that.
Yeah, I guess it could, but you know, mountain. Give me a piece of paper, I'll draw you a diagram of it better than that. All around here, you know, there's about 20 acres in that little flat.
Where the hell's that?
This here was all cleared land. Clear?
Still very little of it.
Was a brush in here? Between
no.
the barn and the house?
No. Way up here was a hill. It was raised up about 100 feet or better. And it come right around here. Right up close to the house here. And the barn, sometimes it snowed. Could walk right straight through the barn, top of the hill right there where the snow was there. Then the road come down here. From the house, the road, it would go up 50, 75 feet, so right up the grade. And then it'd come up a little, go up another 75 feet up to the top of the hill, this big hill up here. There's just that little flat there, about 50 acres, where the buildings were.
What was your house made of?
A cob house.
A cob house?
Built out of 4x4s. Just like a log house. One on top of the other.
Oh, yeah.
Thin. One would come over the other, but thinned down. At the end of the 4x4, you had another little hole board and a pin put in. And that's where you pinned each one up. That was 16-foot wall, too. All them 4x4s.
16 foot?
High.
High.
8 foot ceilings.
Two full stories.
And then this addition, I showed you where the pantry and that was 18 by 30 it built on the end of it, where the kitchen is.
What was upstairs? Bedrooms?
There were 4 bedrooms upstairs. Four bedrooms in the big part. Well, I was there. After my brother took over the farm, and after father quit, he put a couple of bedrooms upstairs over the kitchen. Once there when I was there.
How many rooms were in the house then?
Oh, it was two, three. Three downstairs and four upstairs. Three upstairs, just three upstairs. Three downstairs, three upstairs. There was a hall around the stairway that was just an entry light.
Did you and your brother have to sleep together at night?
Oh, yes, we didn't. In the winter time, we slept downstairs. The bunk went under my parents' trundle bed, under the other bed.